Madam Clerk, please call item 9 and then we'll let you report.
Item number 9 from the Interim Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting an informational monthly update on departmental waivers. This item was also referred to the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit. That committee took no action. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Stuller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a DBE waiver report for August 2012. It reflects the total dollars contracted for the month, which was $3,556,910.38. Total contracted without waiver approval, $235,903.95. Total dollars contracted without waiver approval, those are contracts that we don't see or are not routed through us, and we find by accident, $37,500. So the percentage of contracts waived this for that month is 7.69, and behind that report, there are the details of all the contracts that were waived for that month, including the department that requested a waiver, the consultant and contractor executed the work, the scope of service, contract amount, and the approval reason for the waiver.
Supervisor Ball.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just like to make a motion to receive and place on file, and I believe on this report there was only one department that issued a contract without your review. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Correct, Nelson. Okay. Did they get back to you with their reasoning?
Highly specialized. That was the reason.
And I'm referring to the medical examiners department. Okay.
Any other comments or questions, Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. You probably know this, but if you don't know this, Chairwoman Imigieri is offering an amendment so that for a checkbox, so that wherever contracts are left can be reviewed, so that you can review them, I should say. And if other measures have to be taken in order for departments and divisions to cooperate with your office department, that we have to do what needs to be done. Well, at least offer to do what needs to be done. It's up to our colleagues to determine whether or not whatever further actions are going to occur are approved. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Mr. Soler, you're aware of that?
Yes, I am aware of that.
Any other comments, questions? All right, we do have a motion to receive and place on file by Supervisor Bowen. Madam Clerk.
Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
All right, we've completed the
agenda.
Any other comments or questions from committee members? If not, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.